Kiribati, hope all is good. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Tes Zayin, and I left off a little bit early yesterday, kind of cut off in the middle of a discussion, and we're here about let's say maybe 10 lines up. Kaboy b'nei tzaros v'kaposhet le b'nei tzaros. If you remember yesterday, they asked Rabbi Yoshua, right, what the halacha is like. Is the halacha like Rabbi Shammai or Beis Hillel? Right, they asked tzaros bito tzaros habas mahu. Right, what's the halacha about a tzara of an erva? Right, is there a yibum or not? Right, again, that's the machlokas we said in our Mishnah. And he said, what do you mean? Why are you sticking me in between this machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? So again, we're trying to prove whether Beis Shammai did like their own their shitas or not. Meaning, did they act on their own shitas? So one of the things he'd said, he says, don't get me involved in this machlokas. And then he said at the end, about two families who descended from Tzaros, and their children ended up being Kohanim Gedolim. So Gemara asks here, sorry, Kabo Mine, right, Tzaros v'kapashi le b'nei Tzaros. So the Gemara just points out, like, why did Rabbi Yeshua say that? Right, they asked him what the halacha of a Tzara is, right, whether she does Yibum or Chalitza. Then he pointed out that, that there's these children of Tzaros, of co-wives, who ended up being Kohanim Gedolim. Now, that's not a big deal. I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean anything, right, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, because, right, again, Rabbi Yeshua is not pointing out whether that Tzara, that co-wife, did either Yibum or Chalitza, right? That's our machlokas, right? Again, according to Beis Shammai, they can do Yibum. According to Beis Hillel, they don't need anything, and they can marry anybody, right? It doesn't say who exactly. Right, they Yifaskan like, you just threw in the story that, oh yeah, by the way, these people have Kohanim Gedolim. So that's what the Gemara asks. Right, why did you mention the kids? So the Gemara says, meaning it seeming to imply that there must have been something else going on behind Rabbi Yeshua's answer. So that's the Gemara says, Tarti Gabayim, because that's what they really asked two kashas. On the one hand, Tzaros Mai, right, again, as we've discussed, right, what's the din, what's the halacha, Beisham and Beis Hillel, by a co-wife? And if you'll tell me that the tzara is like Beis Hillel, meaning they're not allowed to do even chalitza, they can marry anybody else. But b'nei tzaros de Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai mahu. Well, what do you hold of, let's say this co-wife marries somebody else and they have a kid. So according to Beis Hillel, that's totally fine. But according to Beis Shammai, right, they were connected, right, to Zika, they were connected to the brother of their ex-husband who passed away. So that's, what do you do with that? Right, that's an Isra Lav, right? So is that going to apostle the kids for Gehuna? Like Gemara just says, well, okay, but we don't paskin like Beis Shammai. What do you care about Beis Shammai thinks? Right, the Ma'anaf Gemino, but practical halacha, right? We paskin like Beis Hillel. So Gemara says, no, because we're trying to figure out in a different case of an Isra Lav, where the union is an Isra Lav, a regular Isra, is that going to mess up the kids for the Gehuna? That's the Lemifshat. Levlad machzer grushaso lebeis hillel. Right, machzer grushaso. The halacha is that a person is not allowed to remarry his wife if they got divorced. Then she married somebody else, and that somebody else either divorced her or died. So a person is not allowed to remarry his wife, and if he does, that's an isra lav. That's called machzer grushaso. He's remarrying the woman he divorced. So what's the deal with that? That's an isra lav. Mikam rinan kal v'chomer. Do we say the kal v'chomer ma almana l'kohen gadol sheni surashav l'kol b'napagum? Do we say that on the one hand, almana l'kohen gadol, that's not an isra that applies to everybody, that's only a grusha. A kohen is not allowed to marry a divorcee. But an almana, a widow, that she's only forbidden to a kohen gadol. So that isra doesn't apply to everybody, but if she has a kid with a kohen gadol, so then her kid cannot be a coin. So Zui Zur Shabakol, but what about this? This is there, meaning this the Machzer Grush also is also to everybody. I mean, everybody's not allowed to take to remarry, to take this woman as a wife, to remarry this woman that he divorced and married somebody else. So in addition to Pagum, so certainly their children should not be able to be married Kohanim, to be Kohanim. So Odil Mor, maybe Ikal Mifach, or maybe you could say no, Ma'la Omana Shia Atzma Mishalalas. And maybe that's not comparable because the almana herself is posel laguna. So maybe not. Maybe a regular woman is not, a machzer grushaso is not posel laguna. So that's what they asked him of Amar Lahu, and that's what Rabbi Yeshua said. Tzaros mizyarei ani. I'm nervous about the tzaros, that the tzaros, meaning that if I paskin Beisham Yisrael, so the descendants, meaning the children of the tzaros, will mess me over. And b'nei tzaros ani me'ed lachem. And in terms of the children of the tzaros, I'll testify to you that the dafka, they are okay to become kohanim, because you see that they were kohanim gedolim that ended up being, obviously they were totally fine. So tashma, again, another proof to try and figure out whether Beis Shammai acted and paskin like their own shitas, right? Rabbi Mei, Rabbi Dosef, and Hyrcanus. Hutra Tzaras Abbas La'achin. Again, there was a Tzaras Abbas, there was a co-wife who was allowed to the brothers. She was allowed to marry, again, that's the Shita Beis Shammai, that she was allowed to the brothers, meaning, because again, if you say Beis Hillel, that they don't need Yuvim Chalitza, so then there's an Isra Beis Shasach. So if she was allowed to marry the brother to do Yibum, so then Shema Minah also, Shema Minah also. Apparently that tells us, again, as we saw before, we had one proof yesterday also, that proved that Beis Shammai did like they did. So Shema Minah, so we see from here that in fact Beis Shammai did actually act on their own shitas. Okay. Gufa, let's go back to what we just said. Bimei Rabbi Dosef ben Hyrcanus Sitri Ritzeres Bas La'achim. They paskin that like Beis Shammai, right, in the days of Rabbi Dosef ben Hyrcanus, they paskined like Beis Shammai. V'ayah davar kasha l'chachamim, and it was tough. Chazal were not so happy with this. Meaning, because on the one hand, right, Rabbi Doso was a big Talmud Chacham, Ve'enav kamu, but he was blind. We love the Beis Medrash, and he couldn't go to shul, and he couldn't go to the Beis Medrash. So Amru, so they said, Mi yilich v'yodiyu, who's going to go and talk to him? Right, so meaning, because, you know, we want to make sure that he's what's called, he kind of owns up and fesses up and changes his pshat. So Melahem Rabbi Yeshua Ani Elich. Right? Rabbi Yeshua said, I'll go. V'achrav me, who went after him? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah also went. V'achrav me, who else went? Rabbi Kiva. Right? That's the big guns, right? Everybody went. So Hochu v'amdu ha-Pesach Beso, they went to his house. Nichnas Sashiv Chaso, and his servant came into Amar Lo. She said to him, Rabbi, Chachma Yisrael bo, and it's like, I said, oh, got a bunch of famous rabbis here at the door. She said to him, Yikansu. She said, okay, so let them come in. V'nichnesu, they went in. Tafsu Rabbi Yeshua. He grabbed Rabbi Yeshua, v'oshivu al-mita shalzov, and he sat him on a golden bed. Apparently, Rabbi Dosa knew Rabbi Yeshua. Sarmalei, Rabbi, and what the Talmidecha, acher v'yashav. So Rabbi Yeshua said, Rabbi, well, there's another guy here with me also. Sarmalo, mihu. He said, who is that? Rabbi Dosa ben Azariah. So Amar, so Rabbi Dosa said, v'yesh lo ben Azariah, chavirenu. If Yeshlo ben Lazariah Chavirenu, does Azariah, our friend, have a kid? Meaning, not that did he have a kid, but does he have a kid who's a Talmud Chacham that came? That's a big gadol. That's amazing. So Kra love Hamikras. He quoted the pasuk Hazeh. This pasuk, famous pasuk. Now Yisi v'Gansu v'Kanti v'Lo Ritzi Tzadik Nezov v'Zarim v'Akesh Lachem. Right, he was very excited that his friend right had a kid. But that was, from Talmud Chacham. Again, you can see, kind of, you're painting the picture here, you can see almost that Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Yeshua were the previous generation. Azariah was their lived, it was their kind of friend, their equal, their, what's the word? Whatever, right? He lived there, he was that generation, and then Azariah, Rabbi Elizabeth Azariah, right, was the next generation. Rabbi Kiva also, as you'll see in a second. So, Tafsu v'oshivu al-mita shalzav, so sure enough, he put Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah on a bed as well. Amar lei, so they said to him, oh, by the way, Rebbe, right, I know you're blind, but emor lo talmidecha achar v'yeshev, right? Let the other guy come and sit, meaning Rabbi Kiva. Amar lei, mihu? He said, who is that? Akiva ben Yosef, right, apparently, right, it's before his career, I guess. Amar lei, or in the middle of his career, as you'll see, as he was very famous. He said, Ata hu Akiva ben Yosef, sheshimcha holik misofa olum v'atzofo? Are you the famous Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef? Shev ben Yeshev. Sit, my son. Kamoscha yirbu bi Yisrael. Like you, there should be many in Am Yisrael. So again, they came to kind of get him to change his mind. So tchilu misav vinoso b'halacho. So they started asking him all the kashas. Right? You want to be nice to a rav, right? You don't come and say, why in the world you say this? How could you possibly like this? No, you come in, you start talking to her with him. Eventually, you bring it up. So ashiyigu letzaros abas. They started asking about all these halachos, and they came to Avar Shaila, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. So Amru Leitzar Sabas Ma'o, he said, what's the deal with the co-wife of a daughter, Mina of an Erva? So Amru Lein Machlokos, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. He said, what do you mean? It's a Mishnah. So they said, halacha kedivri mi, who's halacha? Amru Lein, halacha ke Beis Hillel. So they probably all paused and were like, say again? So Amru Lein, they said to him, follow me, Shimcha Amru, halacha ke Beis Shammai. What do you mean? The whole reason we're here is because we heard you passing like Beis Shammai. So Malahem, 1 second. Dosa shmatem o ben Hyrcanus shmatem. Well, who did you hear that said the halachos like Beis Shammai? Rabbi Dosa or this ben Hyrcanus? Meaning he's referring to himself. But what did you hear? So Malay, well, you said Chai Rabbi. Well, sorry Rabbi, but Stam Shemana. We just heard Stam. We just heard Pashas ben Hyrcanus, as Rashi says. So Amar Lehi said, ah, I got it. Ach katan yishli. I have a little brother. And a little brother makes all the troubles. And the Gemara uses a very funny language. It says, Bechor Sotanhu. What is that? So Rashi says, Chor, it doesn't mean he's the, literally means the devil's kid, right? He's a little devil. No, so but Rashi says, Charif va'omir al shmua, va'usa maisa, ve'inu shav mishmuato lasos karabim. He is very sharp, and he does not budge for anybody. I mean, he holds of his own shittas, and he holds of his own shittas, and no one can convince him otherwise. The Yonasan Shmuel's name is Yonasan. Fumi Talmidei Beis Shammai. He's a Beis Shammainik. Viziru Shalu Yikapach Eschem Balachos. And be careful though. Don't hack with him in halachos. Fishayish Yima Shlosh Meos Shuvos Betzar Zavas Hashimu Teres. Because he's apparently right. He's any time of any something is not contradictory. Oh my gosh. It's midnight, so I can't think of the words. Anytime something is confrontational or controversial, so yeah, sure enough, he has all these rayas to back him up. So don't get into a conversation. He's smart and he'll outsmart you, and he's got all this, he's been through this argument before. But I promised you about, I'm testifying, this Shemayim V'aretz, come testify, Shal Menducha Zu Yeshem Chagai Hanavi, that Chagai Hanavi said on this Menducha, on this pestle, or this stump, or this whatever. And he said, Shlosh Dvarim, and he said the following halachos. First of all, Tzara Sabasa Sura, right? Just like Bezalel. Amun Umoav Masrin, Meister Ani, Beshivias, we'll have to get to this in a second. Not that in the lands of Amun Umoav, they give Meister Ani. Umakabun Gerim in a Karduyim, in our Tar Mudim. Okay, Umakabun Gerim from there, in a second, we'll talk about that in a second. But basically, when they said we do Mekabal Gerim from those nations, there was a halacha that the Jews had mingled with them, and perhaps that the children were Mamzerim instead of Goyim. Right? If a kid is a Mamzer, so you can't accept him as a Ger, right? He's a Mamzer. If a kid is a Goy, though, then for sure they can convert. But okay, either way. Tana, but they learned Kishniknuzu Pesach Echad, when they went into Rabbi Dos's house, these three Talmidei Chachamim. Right, went in through one entrance, but Kishiyatsu, when they left, so Yatsu B'Shlosha Psachim, when they went through three exits. And two days why they did that, either they wanted to find this Rabbi Yonasan, or they didn't want to find this Rabbi Yonasan, right? They were so excited to speak with him, they went to look for him, or they were kind of like, sneaking out of the house one by one, so this guy Rabbi Yonasan wouldn't catch them. Okay, either way. Pagabo Rabbi Akiva. Sure enough, though, Rabbi Akiva met him, and Akshile Veokme, right? And he beat Rabbi Akiva. So Malo is at him. Atahu Akiva Shishim Kaholik Mizuf Olam Vav. So far, you're Rabbi Akiva. So Ashrechah Shitzachita the Shame Vadayin Lo Yigat Leroy Barker. Right. Amazing that you're so famous, but you still have not gotten to the point of people who are shepherding cattle. So Rabbi Akiva said back to him. I'm not even to the point where I'm not even as good as Roitzon. That's like a lower level because the pashas is that it's easier for Roitzon to steal land and grass from than cattle because I guess the sheep eat more or whatever. But again, Rabbi Akiva was not was not upset. Obviously, he was clearly very humble, and you could see where his origins come from. Right? He was not upset about the insult that Yochanan gave him. So I'm going to move Master Ani Vashvius. Now, again, we just go back to what we just said, that in the lands of Amun Moav, so they give Master Ani. So the Ramar Mar, why is that? Harbei Krochim Kavshu Ole Mitzrayim, Velo Kavshu Ole Babok. So there are a lot of cities that the Jews, when they came from Mitzrayim for the first time, right, they conquered them, but when they came back from Babel, they did not conquer them. And the problem is that we paskin that the original kedusha that the Bnei Yisrael gave Eretz Yisrael when they captured it was only for that time, but not forever. So it means that they had to recapture them, right? Recapture those areas, right? Those lands. So they weren't actually shaykh to Eretz Yisrael because they didn't recapture them. So they're not shaykh to Shvius. Right, they're not shaykh to Shemitah. So what do you do in the seventh year, right? We know that the first and second and fourth and fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, you give Meister Sheni. But in the fourth and in the third and the sixth year, you give Meister Ani. But, Vinichum Kadesh Yismuchu Aleam Aniyam B'Shvitz. So, but apparently, what did they do? What did the people in Bavel do? They didn't reconquer them specifically, so that the poor people could go to those lands, right, in Shemitah, and therefore get Maaser Ani. And again, that that basically so that the Aniyim, right, could have something to eat, because you know that they were, what's it called? They were not in Shemitah. There is no Trumas and Maasers. Okay. Fine. Now, again, it doesn't mean they would get Maaser Ani. I take it back. I apologize. It doesn't mean they would get Maaser Ani, because Pasha says those mitzvos are only given in Eretz Yisrael. So I take it back. That's not what it was. Right. Rashi says over here that they could go work in those fields. I mean, not that I apologize. So why does it say they should get Maaser Ani? 1 second. Hold on. That's confusing. Oh, okay, so if you look at Rashi over here, right, Rashi Amunah Moav, as I take it back a little bit, not entirely incorrect, but not correct either at all. Basically, Rashi over here explains that Chazal were metakein that they should give in these lands, the lands of Amunah Moav, they should give Maiserisa, Maiser Ani, and Leket Shechcha and Peah, so that the poor people could go over there, right, and take those gifts, right, and be able to take that money during Shemitah. But not that those lines were actually chayev in matanos from Eretz Yisrael, chum and meiser, etc. But Chazal were talking so the aniyim would have something to eat in Shavuos. Okay, fight your back in the Gemara now. Mekabel gerim in a karduyim v'tar modim. Right, we mekabel gerim from there, meaning they're full fledged goyim. They're not mamzerim. Any the Gemara says, is that really true? V'tar Rabbi Bar Yecheskel mekabel gerim in a karduyim. Right, he says we can't do that. Right, again because they're Jewish. So Ravashi kartuyim yitmar. No, we're talking about kartuyim. Kedamri imshi kartuyim psulim. As people say, kartuyim are a puzzle. Again, they were mamzerim. Right? Again, they were not goyim whatsoever who could convert. So vikedamri. Some people say tani rami bayecheskel in the kavim gerim in a kartuyim. Some people say the rami bayecheskel said that you don't accept not from the kartuyim but from the kartuyim. My love, I'm kartuyim. I'm kartuyim. Aren't those the same thing? From Ravashi, the Ravashi said, no, kartuyim l'chud, but kartuyim l'chud. No, they're different. Right? People say kartuyim psule, the kartuyim, our apostle, right? They were mamzerim, but the other ones were not. Rabbi Yochanan the Sabia, damer tarvayu, right? In mekabel gerim in a tarmodim. And Rabbi Yochanan and Sabia say that we are not mekabel gerim, right? That we don't take gerim from the tarmodim, because again, because they're Jewish. But Gemara says, me, I'm Rabbi Yochanan Haki, the Rabbi Yochanan say this, but it's not. The mission says, kol haksanim, abayim, rekem tahorim. 1 second. Any kesem, now, usually dam nida is metame, but a kesem, which is just a little stain, like a little spot of blood, so that is not metame, midaraisa, midarabanan, they're metame. Right? But so the Mishnah nida says that any kesem that comes from rekem are tahor, right? Again, that's what's it called? That's Pasha says that because they're not Jewish, right? Because again, that only dam nida from a Jew is metame. So if it comes from Rechem, from the city of Rechem, so the kesem there is going to be tahor. Rabbi Yehuda metamei p'nei shem gerim v'tohim. Rabbi Yehuda says no, they're actually tamei because they're actually gerim, right? They're not actually what's it called? They're not actually goyim. They're actually Jews. Right? So therefore, it's metamei. Bein oth dekochavim tohorim. But if a person lives amongst goyim and they have a piece of cloth from Gersha women, so then that's going to be tahor. Avinubam, we explained. Right, kapasig v'tani, we explained that mibein ovi kochavim, again, it said any type of goyim, right, it's going to be tahor, afilim in a tarmud, even from this place called Tarmud. So apparently we see that they are goyim. So Rabbi Yochanan, v'zosomers, mekavim gerim mitarmud. Apparently you see you can get gerim from Tarmud. Kamar says, v'chitem, and if you'll tell me that it's zos, for those who relay, maybe Rabbi Yochanan does not even hold like that. Right, even though he was explaining the Mishnah, that's not what he was explaining. That's not how he holds. Rabbi Yochanan, Kastam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan says the Allah is like Stam Mishnah. So I'm alright. And if I leave it, Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah says, no, it's actually too, no, it's a machlokes as to what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. Right, one side of Rabbi Yochanan says you can't get gerim from the Tarmudim, and one of them says that you can. Okay. So Gemara says, Mitamrud, my time below. Why can't you get gerim from Tarmud? So please, but Rabbi Yochanan v'Sabi. So again, machlokas between those two people we just mentioned before. Chad Amar Mishum Avdei Shlomo, Chad Amar Mishum Benos Yerushalayim. One of them because they were Shlomo's slaves, meaning that they were their generation, not them themselves, but they were descended from the slaves of Shlomo, but they were mamzerim. Right, and that was that's a because right, if a slave sleeps with a Jew, right, so the result is a slave, meaning in every county, right, sleeps with a Jew, so that's going to be a mamzer. And then the other pshat is the Bnos Yerushalayim, which we'll explain in a second, which were also goyim, which unfortunately the conquering goyim, right, raped the Jewish women. Right, and then turned them. We'll see in a second. Right, that they were. Well, yeah. Let's do back there. Bishlomo the Madam or Mishum of the Shlomo. So it makes a lot of sense according to the one who says they were descended from Shlomo's slaves, because Kesavu Kacham Eved Abal Bas Yisrael of Lav Mamzer. As we just mentioned, he holds that if a goy or an Eved Kanani sleeps with a Jew, with a Jewish woman, so then the Vlad is a mamzer. I mean, it's Jewish, but a mamzer. What's the problem if they're descended from Jewish women? So the daughters of Yishalayim. So the question is, Pligi bar of Yosef or Rabbanan. So machlokas between Rav Yosef and the Rabbanan, but Rabbi Mishmed Rabbi Bar Baruchana. Maybe they're both holding like Rabbi Bar Baruchana. Either there were 12,000 soldiers and 6,000 archers, or 12,000 soldiers and 6,000 of those soldiers were archers, but Marashach, either 12,000 or 18,000 soldiers came on, right, when they conquered Eretz Yisrael. So Mishash Nichnasu of the Kucham Nehechal, when the Goyim entered the Beis HaMikdash, Hakol Nifnu Al Kesef Azov, Vehem Nifnu Al Benos Yisrael, Benos Yerushalayim. Right, they, right, most of the people went to go plunder the gold and the silver, but these, you know, the goyim went to kind of find the Jewish women. Shnevas pasuk says nashim b'tzion inu b'sulos b'ari Yehuda. So then, once that happens, I said they were mamzerim. Right, the children were mamzerim of those children. Right, again, we're holding that if a goy sleeps with a Jewish woman, that they produce a mamzer, and that's why you cannot convert the people from Talmud because they're taka Jewish and they're not goyim that you can convert. Okay. This pasuk, which you said in Arahisi Gamsakanti, that was said by the Sar HaOlam. But who is that? That's the angel of the world. Angel of the world, right? Again, I'm not sure exactly what that means, but the angel that's in charge of this world, that Akash Baruch Hu tells what to do, right? He's in charge of kind of carrying out this world. So the Man Amre, because who else would have said it, right? Again, because Elam Kosh Baruch Hu, you tell me it's Kosh Baruch Hu. So Miika Zikna Kameh, right? You can't say Nara Isiv Gam Zakanti, but that doesn't make sense, right? It's not that. So that can't be it. So Ella David Amre, must be, maybe it was David. So the Gemara says, well, Mikishish Kolehai, but he wasn't Gam Zakanti, he wasn't that old. Wait, again, what wouldn't be a crazy thing that he lived just a couple of years, 70 years, right? Not so many years. He lower Eitzi Tzadik Nezav. It could be in those 70 years that David never saw, right, a Tzadik that was quote unquote forsaken. So Elish Ma'amina, Sarah Olam Amru. Rather, must be that since this angel has been alive for a very long time, and he's never seen a Tzadik be to lose anything. Right, so that's he could have said it. Okay, fine. Vamar Rabbi Shmuel Barachmin Amar Rabbi Yonasan. My dechtiv. What does it mean when the pasuk says Yoru Paras Tzar Al Kol Machamada, that the enemy is spread out on Machmada, all her desirous things? Ze Amra Moav. That's Amra Moav. B'shash Nechtesu Ovdu Kacham Heichal Hakol Nifnu El Kesef Azav Heim Nifnu Al Sefer Torah. Right. Everybody else, again, slightly different. Everybody else went to kind of steal silver and gold. They went to the Sefer Torah. Right, the Sefer Torah that was in the Beis Hamikdash. Right, so Amr, they said, Ze Shekasuv Bo Lo Yavo Amuni Umavi B'Kal Hashem Yisarif Ba'ish. Right, they wanted to burn it because they said that an Amun Umav cannot convert. Right, ironic that they were destroying the Beis Hamikdash, and all they could think of was why they couldn't join this nation that they were destroying. Right, okay, and you can see that people sometimes just completely lose their minds. Okay, let's do another. Yeah, well, just one more, right? Tziva Hashem Yaakov, Tziva of Tzarav. Kosh Baruch Hu made a gzeira, or told Yaakov that everyone around him should be Tzivav, right? Everything around him. Tzarav will be his enemies. Amarav. Okay, go on. Homania Lefum Nara. Right? It's an example right, of like the how Homania does to Pum Nara. Again, that's as Rashi says, or the Greeks, right, kind of messed over, right, that was they were fighting the Jews of Pum Nara. Again, that's an example of that pasuk coming true, that Yaakov was surrounded by enemies. Like the Rashi, right, but Homania Yuvanimim, right, the Homania were Greeks. They were bothering the poor Jews, right, who lived in the town of Pum Nahara. Okay, we're going to stop here, and we'll go back to the Hilgish Shas tomorrow. It was a big schuss to finish the first parak of Yivamos with you tomorrow. It's Hashem. Have a great night, depending on where you're listening to this.